Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
If there's anything the past 2 years have taught us, it's that people don't always get along and they certainly don't always agree on everything. Now, while we can't help you with your Facebook debates, we can help with resolving many types of agriculture and environmental related issues at no cost. Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation has been helping Oklahomans resolve conflicts since 1987, and we're here to help you. And the best thing is we can do it without having to go to court. So if you have a conflict that might need some mediation, get more information at ok.gov/mediation.
It's the 70th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show happening July 22nd and 23rd at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Great speakers. Network with fellow cattlemen. Check out the latest products and services from the sold-out trade show. And Friday, OCA will feature a forum of the Republican candidates in the runoff for the U.S. House District 2. Then on Saturday, a forum will feature the two GOP Senate candidates in the runoff for the final 2 years of Jim Inhofe's seat. If you're in the cattle business, you need to be there. OCA's Convention and Trade Show. Details at okcattlemen.org. Well, feedlots were resolved to hold out for steady to higher cash early in the week. Steady cash was obtained in some areas of our part of the country and a dollar lower as well. We saw $138 trade yesterday. North saw generally a dollar lower. Packers had sufficient cattle purchased ahead and were unwilling to bid higher to fill in the rest of their needs ahead of the July 4th weekend. After two very strong weeks of cash, feedlots decided steady to slightly lower cash was not all that bad for now. The much-anticipated quarterly hogs and pigs report came and went without much fanfare yesterday. The report was neutral for slightly friendly, with the actual for most categories slightly below expectations. Every category on the report came in at about 99% of a year ago. Hogs kept for breeding was the only category that was just slightly higher than trade estimated, but still below a year ago. Cash was higher on the National Direct Afternoon Report with a gain of $1.40. Cutouts were up $3.09. September Kansas City wheat trading up 4 cents today, slightly lower on the week after experiencing a drop of nearly $4 the previous 6 weeks. As USDA reported earlier this week, 41% of the winter wheat harvest has been completed, and Thursday's planting estimates are apt to reinforce the idea that harvest will be about 7% lower than last year. December corn's trading about 5.5 cents lower early today, falling back near its lowest prices of the week ahead of USDA's reports on 2022 planted acreage and the June 1 grain stocks. Dow Jones Survey of Analysts expects USDA will estimate 89.7 million acres of corn planted in 2022. November soybeans were trading about 5.5 cents lower early today, a cautious pause ahead of today's reports after 4 consecutive days of higher prices. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, the next big event for Superior Livestock for their summer season, Week in the Rockies 34. It'll be happening the week of July 11th, the 11th through the 15th this year in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Get more details by going to superiorlivestock.com, or as always, you can call them 1-800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. Find out more at superiorlivestock.com.
Livestock futures at the close yesterday. August live cattle down 55 cents, 132.17. October down 50, 138.90. August feeder cattle down $1.10, 170.72. September down $1.17, 173.77. July hogs down 52 cents, 109.40. And August down 25 cents, 103.57. Kansas City wheat, the July up 1.5 yesterday, 9.85 1/4. September up a penny, 9.91 1/4. Chicago wheat, July down 5 3/4, 9.15 1/2. September down 6 cents at 9.30. July corn up 10 3/4, 7.70 1/4. September down 5 3/4, 6.64. July soybeans up 10 1/2, 16.74 1/4 penny.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.